welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, they're talking about the gas prices going down.
Tell me more now.
And yeah, they're under $5. And as I was, I'm going to be searching for some gas after I leave the studio. And so I saw prices at about $4.49.
It's about time. Five anymore.
Not $4.49, $4.89.
Hey, even better. Yeah. You know, I mean, not better, but, you know, still in the right direction.
Yes, yeah, it's starting to descend. And as I was looking around to try to see comparable prices of gas, you know, we've been harping on how much it's been costing us. And then there are people who blame Joe Biden on the right, who say we're paying all these high prices because of Joe Biden. Here's what I would say to those people who've been lying about this is all on Joe Biden. Listen to these prices around the world. So Cologne, Germany. How much do you think the gas is a gallon in Cologne, Germany?
I would say it is $5 as well.
$23 a gallon.
Wait. What?
I mean, people have to understand.
Perspective can be mean sometimes,
yeah,
huh?
It can. Joe Biden is not the president of Germany. And yet their gas prices, $23. In other words, 23 euros or 24 euros equal to, you know, $23. Can you imagine? I mean.
I'd be walking everywhere. Period.
Well, I mean, but you can't walk everywhere. You know, I mean, they got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
If gas was $23 a gallon, there'd be a revolt.
Oh, yeah.
In this country. And so, you know, all of us have been whimpering, me included,
mm-hmm,
about the price of gas. And it's certainly taken a large bite out of my pocket. And you got to have it, you know, so you got to keep on pushing. But $23 a gallon in Germany. Listen to this. In Manila, $16.83 is what it cost a gallon. $16 a gallon. Let's see, where is this at? Oh, and so they're driving Jeeps left over from World War II. That's the kind of transportation they're using. And it's as much as 2,200 pesos, $41.40 a gallon. Where are those people who said Joe Biden is the reason we're paying this much, the $5 a gallon for gas? We keep telling people it's global. There's a global oil price around $110 a barrel, but no global pump price due to taxes and other factors. In Hong Kong and Norway, you can pay more than $10 per gallon. In France, $8 a gallon. And so it's spread out all over the world. So it is going to be coming down slowly. It's not going to come down immediately. But if I can, you know, when we were in Madison the other day, did you see the price of the gas?
Yeah, it was a little more expensive than Waukesha, that's for sure. I'm not sure if it compares to Milwaukee, though.
No, I mean, I just the gas prices in California are the highest there at $7 per gallon.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine that?
No, genuinely no. Like, that is a huge chunk of to fill up your tank. No, I wouldn't even be able to fill up my tank.
So I got to tell you, I whimpered the other day when I filled my tank and it was $90 for the first time.
Oh my gosh, that hurts.
It was $90, and I think that was just, I mean, I know I do a lot of driving, but I think that was just, might have been on Friday.
Yeah, I filled up the other day, I think it was Wednesday, and I used my fuel points a dollar off, and I still felt hurt by with like $75 fill up. Like, and that was with a dollar off a gallon.
So today my tank is empty.
Oh, then you filled up on Friday.
Yeah, and I got to put another $100. I mean, it is horrific to say the least. And I'm not going to say I can afford it. Mm-hmm. I don't have any other choice.
Right. But it sounds like we're all doing our duty right now around the world. Everyone. Just kind of doing our duty.
Yeah, and that's why we're at this point where it's an issue that has to be resolved. And the reason that they say that the gas prices are coming down is because they're expecting a recession. So let me see if any of this makes any sense. They can't bring the gas prices down unless there's a recession, which we know is coming, which is going to harm people immeasurably. Recessions are very, very painful. And if people think they're in pain now because of the prices of oil and gas, they're going to be in worse shape when a recession hits and people are laid off. Because in most instances, when recessions come, businesses cut back, everybody cuts back, and people wind up laid off. And can you imagine, Sam, laid off, gas prices, $4.50? I mean, that's what's coming. They're not going to come down to the degree where they go back to $2 and something. We're not going there, you know, at least not immediately. But here's the other sad situation that people are going to find themselves in this country. And it's why it hurts me so bad and frustrates me about the way this country is. Many people who've been working less than 40 hours a week, Sam. And if you work less than 40 hours a week, you're not entitled to unemployment. Do you hear me?
Or benefits.
You don't get any of that. And there's so many people in this country who are going to fall into that category. They've been working. Coming to work every day, doing their part, and they won't get unemployment benefits. During a recession, and they're going to be hurting and suffering. And who's going to care? You know, we've got a government that's not going to care. We've got businesses that won't care. You know, when I was a young person, there was no such thing as a person not working. There was no such thing as 35 hours, 38 hours. You know, you got your benefits. You got unemployment compensation if you work 40 hours. But then somebody came up with a scheme. Somebody came up with a scheme, Sam, that said, well, if we don't give the people 40 hours, we don't have to pay any benefits. That was never the case during my time. when we talk about the middle class disappearing, things like that are part of the equation. And the Democrats and Republicans both have been guilty of that. And now that that's about to become a major issue in the coming year or so, as the recession ramps up and these people wind up on the basically on the street, what do they think people are going to do? You know, I don't know what they think people are going to do. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Ross Joel from Milwaukee.
Hey, Ross Joel. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, brother Earl? Happy belated Father's Day and happy Juneteenth Day to you.
Hey, thank you, man.
And your audience.
It's good hearing your voice, brother. You know what? What is this?
We being bamboozled, man, with the oil thing. It's we being bamboozled, lied to every day by the Republicans, the fascist, the racist Republicans. The gas prices is high because of that's their strategy. That's their strategy. They think they can win with that strategy, but the oil companies is taking us off. They made profits three times over.
I know.
We producing more oil in the United States than we ever have. But the prices is going up. But it's not like production is down. Production is up. If people look up and see how much oil was produced last year, we're the number one producing oil company in the world.
Yeah, hey man, that's the part of this that the people aren't aware of. You know,
but you know, how do they accept lies from Donald Trump every day? We living on a big lie. The Republicans is changing legislation on a big lie, like Gableman. We done spent millions of dollars on a false report, and he's scared to give the report out.
You know what, though, brother? The American people are sheep. And so we live our lives, and we don't think twice. Hey, man, hang on. We got to go to a break. Hang on.
Okay.
844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.